Now the Lord commanded the angel, this is verse 27, he put up his sword again into the sheath thereof. Now where was that sword put? Later on, put in the side, that spear went in the side of Jesus Christ, and as somebody said, I got into the heart of God through a spear wound. That's the way we did it. Verse 28, and at that time when David saw that the Lord had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. And the sacrifice is now with thanksgiving. For the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses made in the wilderness, and the altar of the burnt offering, were at that season in the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, for he was afraid because of the sword of the angel of the Lord. And after all, the ark was with him. And that was where God met, because on it was the mercy seat, and God dwelt between the cherubim. That's where he met with his people. Now, I want you to see something that's very important. Where David put this altar is where the temple was built. Here, we find the place of sacrifice. This is where God met with his people. David called upon God for mercy. And we have seen, last time, we saw the mercy of God in the past. That's the mercy of God in salvation. And he has been gracious unto us. Someone has said, what is mercy? Well, it's translated elsewhere, loving kindness. That's another wonderful word. A little girl in Sunday school, a teacher asked the class the question, says, what is loving kindness? And so this little girl had the best answer I've ever heard. She says, when you go to your mama and ask her for a piece of bread, says that's kindness when she gives it to you. But when she puts jam on it, that's loving kindness. My friend, loving kindness, mercy. Now, it's wonderful. Our God is a merciful God. But did you know God doesn't save us by mercy? He can't save us by mercy. God just can't be big-hearted. I think we tried to make that clear last time, that God just can't be big-hearted like that, my friend. He has to make a way of salvation. And he just can't be a sentimental old gentleman. You see, the penalty must be paid. The sin must be dealt with. And God today just doesn't save by mercy. And he doesn't save by love either. God can't save you by love, friends. He loves you, and he'll extend mercy to you. But he can't save you that way. Well, somebody said, you said that God saves us in mercy, and we see his mercy in salvation. You do, but that's not the way he saves you. The Bible says, by grace are ye saved through faith. It's not by love. It's not by mercy. It's by grace. And what does that mean? Well, that means, friends, that the Lord Jesus Christ paid the penalty for our sins. Because God just can't open the back door of heaven, slip you in under cover of darkness, and he's not going to let down the bars of heaven. Your sin has to be dealt with. God's just not being sentimental. He's not shutting his eyes to sin when he saves you. A penalty has to be paid. You are a guilty sinner before God. But when you trust Christ, you see, he died for you 1,900 years ago. Now again, look at our verse. He is the propitiation. He's the mercy seat. Now, what was the mercy seat? It was the top of the ark. You see, that's what David has brought up to Jerusalem, is that ark. And on top of it was a mercy seat. For the high priest went in there once a year, and he put blood on it. And that changed the throne of God to a throne of mercy. Now, the reason that God can extend mercy to you is because Christ died for you. And that's the only way he can. And isn't it wonderful that he has a way today? He doesn't show favors. He doesn't have a group of little pets. There's no respect of persons of him. You'll come and accept the sacrifice that Christ made for you on the cross. God saves you. Now, David knew that. And there are a lot of church members don't know that today. David put up this altar. And he offered on it a burnt sacrifice. That burnt sacrifice speaks of the person of Christ. He offered a peace offering. Christ made peace by the blood of his cross. And may I say to you that God extends mercy. There is a mercy seat today. We have a great high priest. He's ascended into the heavens. And we're invited to come to him. By the way, have you come to him? That's all you have to do. He's prepared to extend mercy because he died for you, but you'll have to come his way. We have a great high priest, friends. He's passed into the heavens. He's Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. We have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He was in all points tempted like as we are, yet he was without sin. Now we are told, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. That's what we need is mercy and find grace. And that's something else that we need because he saves us by grace to help in time of need, friends. Now, the reason God can be merciful to you, the reason that God can save you by grace is because Christ died for you. That's the message that we have here.